We're speaking with Tao Rodriguez-Seeger, a member of the Mammals and Rig, and among the most prominent younger crew of musicians associated with the Hudson River. To learn more about anything you hear on this program, visit us at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Coming up on the Hudson River, the Eco Calendar, a soundscape of the river, and more. Next, Tao recounts his dramatic earliest memory of the sloop Clearwater and the challenges of growing up in the shadow of its famous founder, Pete Seeger. Rick Nestler actually was a guest of ours earlier, and he mentioned his theory that just as there's a Hudson River School of Painters, there's a Hudson River School of Music as well.
Well, there sure are an awful lot of musicians here, whether it's because it's so pretty to live in, this valley, or because of the commercial traffic of the river. People settled and communities built up, and wherever you end up with villages and towns, you're going to end up with a good musical community. There are still, though, musicians who come from far away and decide, this is where I want to be, because this is where the music is good. And that's, I think, a wonderful thing. It takes young musicians who get involved, and that's one of the things I like about Clearwater, is Clearwater, the boat itself, is so exciting. Young people can't help but think to themselves, ooh, I want to do that. I want to climb to the top of that mast. I want to put my hands on that 13-foot tiller that steers the sloop. It's very visceral. So they come to the boat, and the community on the boat was very musical. And even if they've never played a musical instrument or sung a lick before, they get to Clearwater, and next thing you know, they're singing.
You got started how long ago in the Clearwater organization?
Gee, that's going all the way back to when I was about 4. They tell me that I was the youngest one up the mast on the Clearwater. And to my grandmother's regret, they said they looked up at the top, and next thing you know, I was waving down at them. And the captain at the time, Alan Onapu, even let me ride the gaff down. It's called cowboying. It's when you straddle the gaff as the sail comes down. And then all of a sudden at 21, I discovered that I hated college, and I dropped out, and I realized that, gee, you could get paid for sailing a boat. And I asked my friend Rick Nestler at the time if he would give me a job working as his assistant educator.
What's your earliest memory related to the Hudson?
Just looking out over the view at my grandparents' house on Mount Beacon. They've got a 30-mile view of the river there, and she just looks so pretty. It makes you want to clean her up or something.
In your bio, it mentions that for a while you rejected the connection to your grandpa.
I didn't want to be a musician because I saw all the pain and anguish it brought my grandfather being a musician. And I tended to ignore all the positive aspects of being a musician. I sort of didn't realize, I think, at first that a lot of the pain and anguish was sort of related to being famous, not being a musician per se. I guess because of my grandfather's notoriety, I wanted to do something else. I wanted to carve my own path. So I wanted to be a sailor at first. Little did I know, my grandfather was also a sailor. Well, I wanted to be a filmmaker too, but my grandfather had worked on film. So it turns out that really there was almost nothing I could do that my grandpa hadn't done. So I kind of gave that up and decided, what the heck, I'll put on his boots and see how far I can walk in them. No matter what I do, I'll be affected by the life or the lives lived around me. So regardless of my intention, I'll be following in the footsteps not just of my grandfather, but of my grandmother and my mother and my cousins. You can't help but take all that in and then regurgitate it in your own fashion.
Are there some other songs of Pete's that you like a lot that relate to the river?
Sure, there's tons of them. I could sing Well May the World Go.
Does that in some way connect to the Hudson for you?
Blue above and green below. I felt like I was standing on the side of my mountain. Blue skies above, and there is my green valley below. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may the skiers turn, the swimmers churn, the lovers burn. Peace, may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go,
Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow, blue above and green below, when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go, when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go, when I'm far away. Sweet may the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the old hoedown dancers swing round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
From the Almanac, July 7, 1995. Piermont, Hudson River Mile, 25. I observed 15 northern diamondback terrapins, all in one group, on the incoming tide on the north side of the pier. I spotted 10 more on the south side, spread out along the edge of the river, moving up with the current. Eventually, they all ended up together, tide travelers for a half mile around the pier, and then back, with the ebb tide, to the marsh side. A good life, but not without the perils of fishing lines and hooks as they travel around the pier. This observation was contributed by Drew Siganek. I'm Batsheva Ghez.
The Hudson River Almanac is an annual natural history journal compiled from the contributions of over 1,700 volunteers. Links on how to contribute materials or obtain copies are at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu.
Time for the Hudson River Eco Calendar. I'm Jen Logan. A river of experience is what you'll discover at the Hudson River Regional Festival, featuring over 200 years of art, history, and music. Explore the past and present by taking part in a Dutch trading post, watching artisans working in local communities, and traveling along the river to see the views that inspired Thomas Cole and Frederick Church of the Hudson River School of Painting. You can also take in jazz and classical concerts at one of the riverfront communities, visit galleries and art exhibits, or take a leisurely walking tour. For a complete schedule of events, call 1-800-724-1846 or visit www.columbiacountyny.org. The 4th Annual Hudson Valley River Ramble, scheduled for the weekends of September 20th and 21st and September 27th and 28th, will feature 125 guided walking, hiking, kayaking, canoeing, and equestrian events, as well as explorations of the Hudson River estuary by boat and on foot. Sponsored by the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area and the Hudson River Valley Greenway, the Ramble takes place throughout 10 counties from just north of New York City to the Capital District. For a complete Ramble program guide, call 800-453-6665 or visit www.hudsonvalleyramble.com. Beginning July 17th and continuing every Thursday this summer, you can enjoy live music along the shore of the Hudson River at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill, New York from 7 to 9 p.m. Music in the Park features performances of all types of music, including jazz, country, big band, and rock. For more information, you can call 518-943-0989 or email hoca@mhonline.net. Once again, that's 518-943-0989 or email hoca@mhonline.net. The Hudson Riverama is a new permanent exhibition at the Hudson River Museum in Yonkers. The 2,500-square-foot installation features recreations of forest, marsh, and estuary ecosystems, live fish, interactive computers, videos, and a 31-foot-long, three-dimensional topographic model of the river valley. An associated 45-minute planetarium show joins two families on an Adirondack hiking trip as they learn about the Hudson's flora and fauna. For more information, 914-963-4550. That's 914-963-4550.
Next week, we speak with Dr. David Strayer about alien invaders known as zebra mussels that together weigh more than all the other of the Hudson's animals combined. We listen to a song about the river inspired by a young girl's question. And we hear the sounds from a cove at Norrie Point State Park. All this and more on the Hudson River. On this week's Hudson River Soundscape, we hear an outtake that never made it onto Anaya Lockwood's recording, A Sound Map of the Hudson. She takes us to the confluence of the Hudson and Indian Rivers, a favorite whitewater rafting location in the eastern Adirondacks. The Hudson River Radio program is produced in association with Vassar College, its Environmental Studies program, and its Journalism Forum. Our student assistant producers are digital editor Sean Anderson and researcher and editor Batsheva Ghez. Vassar College professor Randy Cornelius is the project director. I'm your host, Mark Breslov, producer and project manager. This project has been funded in part by a grant from the New York State Environmental Protection Fund through the Hudson River Estuary Program. Special thanks to Fran Dunwell and Steve Stan of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Additional support for this program comes from Vassar College, with thanks to Susan Kuiper. Thanks also to Steve Rath. To listen to this program again or for more information, visit www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Email us at hudsonriver@vassar.edu.
Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to spare. Water in the ground and water in the air. Though it may evaporate, it never goes away. It snows on top of mountains, melts and flows into the bay. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean. And you can wash your hair. You can do the laundry. You can wash your teddy bear. Really clean water is getting mighty rare. If we want to save it, people have to care. Animals need water. People need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Animals need water. People need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean. Water turns dirt into mud. Sometimes water's blue, sometimes water's green. Sometimes water's dirty, but we want water clean. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me, and I'll keep it clean for you. Animals need water, people need it too. Keep it clean for me.